The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
You are listening to the Inconclusive Breakdown, your weekly anti-PC look at entertainment and pop culture news.
Little fuckers.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. All right, we're recording. Welcome to the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast. My name is Skeets, joined as always by Vince.
Nice.
No. No.
I think you got part of that wrong.
I fucked it up. The Mohawk motherfucker himself.
Oh, yeah, the Mohawk's back.
Is it really?
Yeah, I just got it cut yesterday.
I'm glad I can't see you in real life.
I'm going to post pictures of it like every day.
Please. I want to see your fucking Mohawk. Fucking fag. Oh, we've got movie news and TV and all sorts of good shit. Riots.
We have a lot of questions at the end, too.
Wait, we have movies. Movies? Okay. Yeah, good. I'm glad we have questions this week because last week sucked.
Yeah, I put it on Facebook. I said, we don't have much to talk about without your questions.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I don't care how fucking stupid it is. I want to hear a question, goddammit.
Yeah.
Why am I so retarded? I don't know. Yeah, it was cold. All right, let's jump right into goddamn movie news. Oh, and Justin will be back next week.
Yes, we've heard from him.
I can't wait. Oh, this is too much pressure on me. It really is. I got a house full of monkeys. Let's see. Let's just jump right into movie news here. And this is for you.
For me?
This is for you. Oh. The last few years have proven somewhat tepid for Julia Roberts. She hasn't been in any bad movies, but none of her recent performances have matched the stellar track record she established in the 90s and 2000s. However, it now looks like that may soon change. We now have more information regarding the former Erin Brockovich next performance. Let's see. And it's true. It's a true crime story that could potentially generate some serious buzz in the near future. According to a brand new report from Variety, it seems that Julia Roberts has signed on to portray disgraced PTA mom Kelly Peters in the upcoming drama Framed. Framed centers on a real-life incident that occurred in Irvine, California school system in 2011. A riveting true story, it chronicles how a pair of parents in the Irvine Unified School District framed Peters for felony drug charges in order to oust her from her position on the PTA. Words are hard. The story grabbed headlines in California 5 years ago, and the real-life Kelly Peters has only recently been vindicated by the truth, awarded, $5.7 million in damages after Irvine parents Jill and Kent Easter attempted to ruin her life for being on the PTA. Goddamn. The release of Frame genuinely seems like a major attempt to get Peter's side of the story into the public consciousness. Julia Roberts playing the victim.
Again.
I thought you'd like that because I know how much of a queer you are for Julia Roberts movies.
Oh, yeah.
Like Steel Magnolias.
Erin Brockovich.
Yeah. Dirty Woman.
Yeah, that one.
Wait, no. Pretty Woman.
Hooker.
Yeah. A whole whore. Okay. I like this one. A new report from Film Dumpster indicates that Grandma's Boy 2 may actually be in development by Happy Madison. According to rumors, a script for the film has been written, but development of the project slowed to a halt due to the recent death of Doris Roberts in April. Given the importance of having an actual grandma in Grandma's Boy's film, it's clear that the filmmakers have to go back to the drawing board and figure out how to work around her unfortunate passing. If you've never seen it, fucking go out and buy that movie.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Grandma's Boy is fucking hilarious. Of all the Adam Sandler shit, it's funny.
Yeah.
Please go get it. Some bad news. I'm sorry. According to a brand new report from ComingSoon.net, it appears the latest installment in the Friday the 13th series has once again experienced another delay. Although we had previously reported that the next chapter in Jason's iconic rampage against teen sex would hit theaters in January of 2017, it now seems that Paramount has pushed the film to October 13th, 2017, next year. In addition to this announcement, Paramount has also admitted that it will push the release of the latest The Ring sequel, Rings, from this October to February. No specific rationale was provided for the decision other than Paramount's an asshole. But Paramount is expected to take serious financial hit within the next year. So perhaps it was just a result of them going back to the drawing board because everybody in Hollywood is losing fucking money right now.
Yeah.
It's bad. Nobody's going to the movies anymore.
Nope. They all suck.
They really do. And that a couple of years ago, it was Steven Spielberg. I think he came out and was like, if we've got, you know, another season of just bomb movies, you know, Hollywood's going to have to file for bankruptcy, which I don't think is going to be that bad because, you know, the Jews are going to get their money regardless, you know, but they're losing money big time because nobody wants to go to the fucking movies anymore. Everybody's tired of the bullshit, like with the goddamn Iron Man supporting Hillary. Have you seen that video yet?
No.
I didn't really have it on here, but we'll talk about it. It's glorious. Oh, okay, where am I at? Michael Bay has been filming Transformers: The Last King or The Last Knight in England this month, and the film made British headlines for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, when newspaper The Sun displayed pictures from the film production of their front page, the photo showed Blenheim Palace, an Oxford landmark, draped in Nazi flags. This caused an uproar among English veterans who pointed out that the location Transformers was using to film its Nazi headquarters scenes was also the birthplace of Winston Churchill, who acted as Prime Minister during World War II.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the Nazis?
well.
I mean, come on. Don't pick on the Nazis.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody likes the Jews. Come on. Nobody. Jesus Christ. This is for Roboto. A-list actors such as Elizabeth Banks and Bryan Cranston are now playing characters like Rita Repulsa and Zordon, respectively, in the upcoming Power Rangers movie, with Dean Israelite calling the shots. It was also previously reported that Zordon's loyal, if easily panicked, robot companion, Alpha 5, will be appearing in the film reboot too. Blew. Though until now, they haven't got an actor for it yet. Well, Lionsgate and Saban have now confirmed that Alpha 5 will be played by Bill Hader.
It's not bad.
I still don't want to see it.
I don't need it.
It looks pretty gay. I mean, not as gay as the first movie, but it looks super gay.
I'll probably watch it.
I probably will too. I like gay stuff. Let's see. Let's just jump right into TV news because there wasn't a lot of movie news.
Yeah.
Of course, I was doing the thing, so you know. Margot Robbie, we like her.
Yeah.
She looks good naked. She will host the season premiere of Saturday Night Live on October 1st.
Yay!
Yeah. it's the first time that she'll host the show. Musical guest will be The Weeknd. Robbie was tapped to host, even though she does not have another new movie opening this fall. Although she's attached to numerous projects in 2017 and beyond, including a biopic figure stating Tanya Harding movie, and A.A. Milne film, Goodbye, Christopher Robin.
They're making a Tanya Harding movie.
Yeah, with Margot Robbie as Tanya Harding. I wonder if they'll have the amateur porn tape.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Oh, that's you kidding me?
Margot Robbie's a pretty far cry from Tanya Harding.
Hey, man. Hey, you know what? 15 years ago, would you ever imagine that?
No.
Like, who would we pick for your movie? And they pick her.
Yeah, it wouldn't be her.
And I hope they don't fuck up that A.A. Milne movie.
Yeah, they will.
I know. And I'll cry. Don't fuck with Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
You can pretty much fuck with anything you want. Don't fuck with Winnie the Pooh. All right. Get off my high horse here. Following the descendant of classic literary film and vampire hunter Abraham Van Helsing, wow, that was a lot, sci-fi's new drama kicks off in a near-distant future where vampires have overridden the world, forced humankind to wait on a savior who would defeat the monsters. Enter Vanessa Helsing, who awakes in a room of a deserted hospital while the marine that had been guarding her, Axel, and a band of survivors fought off a group of vampires. Based on the Van Helsing comic book series published by Xenoscope Entertainment and developed for TV by Neil LaBute, Sci-Fi's new show debuted with a double premiere in Help Me, written by LaBute and directed by Michael Nankin. Axel takes in a group of survivors while Vanessa wakes up and begins to learn of certain powers she possesses that will help her fight vampires. Then, in the second half of the premiere, Seeing You, written by Simon Barry and directed by Nankin, the show flashes back to the events that found Vanessa, Axel, and Doc, oh my, stranded in the hospital. So, another chick movie show, I guess, yeah, based on a comic? I don't know, man. I just... Yeah, yeah. Let's see. On Tuesday, October 4th, The Flash makes its highly anticipated return to the CW. Are you going to watch it?
I don't know. Maybe. Natalie will watch it.
Let's see. After an explosive season 2 finale, we will be finding Barry Allen and company in a much, woo, different place. Wow. You need to fix something.
Oh, sorry. I was touching my wire.
Oh, yeah. Don't touch your wire. Is that better?
Yeah.
Talk to me, baby.
I'm talking.
Okay. I'll have to turn it up. Yeah, that's good. After defeating Zoom, Barry could not get past the heartbreaking loss of his father and ended up doing what he decided not to do in season 1. Go back in time and save his mother. By now, most know that this decision will have far-reaching ramifications, creating a new timeline, which is Flashpoint. When the Flash returns, Barry Allen would find himself in a world where both of his parents are alive. He has virtually no relationship with Iris. Iris West and Cisco Ramon is the richest man in Central City. Further, there will be another Flash protecting Central City, Wally West, which he looks black.
Yeah.
Iris okay.
Iris' okay. half brother.
We have seen Barry discussing his relationship with Iris, explaining the changes to the timeline, and encountering Wally as the Flash. Yay.
Mm.
Is that okay?
Sure.
Is that okay? I don't watch that shit.
I haven't watched it for a while.
I don't watch it. Wow, you guys, I got this sent to me by like 8 people. A famous 1980s title is eyeing a comeback.
Oh God.
ABC has nabbed Magnum, a sequel to the classic series Magnum P.I. that starred Tom Selleck with a script commitment plus substantial penalty. The project from Leverage creator John Rogers and Eva Longoria's Unbelievable Entertainment will keep the fun, action-packed style of the original as it follows Magnum's daughter, Lily. Lily Tommy Magnum. Whatever that means. Who returns to Hawaii to take up the mantle of her father's P.I. firm. She and her tribe of friends mix tropical beaches with seedy underbelly of international crime and modern espionage, even as she tries to unravel the mystery of the blown spy operation that ended her career in naval intelligence.
No.
I can kind of see if it leaves off. Kind of, but I hate Eva Longoria.
Yeah.
I fucking hate that stupid bitch. So no, she doesn't get to be in that show.
Magnum vagina.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. She can grab things with her labia and throw them a mile away. Supergirl. But it smells like a beef burrito.
Oh.
A fish burrito? Because she's Mexican, get it?
Fish tacos.
Pussy stinks. That's gross. This is good news on my part because I wrote it last. I think we talked about this. BBC America's next original series. You ready?
Yeah.
Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency.
Dirk Gently.
Yeah, it's based on the Douglas Adams books. Yeah, Douglas Adams.
Okay.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, let's see. A trippy mystery that thrusts a reluctant sidekick into the bizarre world of unconventional detective who believes in the interconnectedness, wow, of all things. When washed-up rocker Todd Brotzman, Elijah Wood, stumbles upon the murder scene of a millionaire, all hell breaks loose. Eccentric detective Dirk Gently, played by Samuel Barnett, wholly believes they're destined to untangle the peculiar, God damn, I can't talk today.
That was a rough word.
Jesus Christ, events surrounding the mystery together. Whether Todd likes it or not, a collection of wild and dangerous characters further infiltrate and complicate their world, each episode landing them in a few random steps closer to uncovering the truth. It will premiere October 22nd on BBC America. 9/8 Central. So, yeah. That sounds fucking awesome. I cannot wait.
It will be awesome.
Yeah, it will be. We'll go right into comic book news. How about that? Following the season 3 premiere of Gotham, Fox has released the first promo for episode 3.02 of the series, which you can now check out in the player thing titled Burn the Witch. The episode is officially described as follows. Fish Mooney takes matters into her own hands to locate Hugo Strange, forcing Gordon to reluctantly team up with journalist Valerie Vale to find her. Penguin rises in popularity after criticizing the work of the GCPD, and Bruce's investigation of the Court of Owls is compromised. Meanwhile, Ivy Pepper is reintroduced into Gotham City. I thought Fish died.
So did I.
I thought they killed her off.
Well,
oh, what?
She came back.
Oh. It's TV and comics. Fuck it. They can do whatever they want. Guess what today is?
The 25th.
National Comic Book Day.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about it. No, neither did I. Yay, there it is. With almost a month before it hits the stands, DC has released a sneak preview of Batman number 9 from writer Tom King and artist Mikael Janine. Janine? Linderbolter? I don't know. You can check it out. Ooh, you can check out the previews. Where's the website? I forget. Gotham Girl has been infected by the Psycho Pirate's fear. King has said during his recent DC-produced Batman Day interview, she needs to get that out of her head, and the only one who can do that is Psycho Pirate himself. So to save Claire, to save this one last remnant of hope, he has an issue number one. Batman has to find Psycho Pirate, and that mission leads him directly into Bane. This is a slightly different Bane than we've seen in recent years, though rather than the bulked out of his mind version of Bane that was seen mainlining tubes of bubbling green venom, we have a version who's more inspired by what looks to be a cross of Chuck Dixon's original Vengeance of Bane one shot and Christopher Nolan's version from The Dark Knight Rises. So I have no idea what he's going to look like.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I've ever seen Dark Knight Rises all the way through. I mean, I know what Bane looks like in the movie, of course, but
yeah,
I don't know. I always think of Bane as just this huge fucking monster.
Yeah, with a black and white mask.
Right. But, you know, whatever. Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is already trending towards the darker side of the Marvel Cinematic Universe in Season 4, with the series new 10 p.m. time slot, allowing it to be a little edgier. The series will also introduce the gritty supernatural anti-hero Ghost Rider into the mix. But could there be another vicious vigilante on the way to challenge Ghost Rider? Dun, dun, dun! On Thursday, New York Comic Con announced that John Bernthal, who plays Punisher in Daredevil Season 2, would only be at the event for 2 days because of his Netflix production schedule. At the time, comicbook.com speculated that this could mean production had already begun on the upcoming Punisher spinoff series. That remains a possibility, but it turns out Bernthal's Punisher may be making an appearance somewhere else in the Marvel Cinematic Universe first. So he might be going to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Cool.
That's all you got to say.
Yeah, I haven't really stayed up with that show.
You're a piece of shit, you know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably.
Okay. Wrestling. We're just chugging along here, goddammit. Pro Wrestling Sheet has learned Tammy Stitch?
I have Sitch? No idea.
Sonny. Has been arrested in Pennsylvania. This, according to police officials. Sitch was taken into custody by Carbon County officers around 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And a sergeant on duty tells us it was due to a parole violation. She avoided 90 days in jail from her multiple DUI cases last month because she got clean. In addition to being put on parole, Tammy agreed to undergo biweekly alcohol testing, and the judge said there would be a zero tolerance policy if she slipped up. Well, she fucking slipped up.
Bitch.
She's on the fentanyl. Fentanyl? Fentanyl?
Fentanyl.
Have you seen that shit?
No.
Oh, it's crazy. It's like worse than heroin.
Cool.
Yeah, everyone loves it here. Let's see. XWWE star Shad Gaspard has been training with Terry Crews to wrestle, but not to become the newest member of Crime Time. They're working on Adam Sandler's next movie. Crews stars in Sandler's upcoming Netflix film called Sandy Wexler and trained with Shad Gaspard for weeks beforehand so he could do all the wrestling himself once filming began this month. The film also stars Jennifer Hudson. Let's see. And we're told her fiance, WWE announcer David Otunga, makes an appearance as well. Same goes for Hall of Fame wrestler Rikishi, who plays a Yokozuna-like character. We're told Gaspard may also appear in a flick. Just depends on the final cut. So, fucking Terry Crews, are you kidding me?
That'd be awesome.
Hell yeah. XWWE star Perry Saturn made a rare public appearance this weekend, but sadly the Attitude Era wrestler says he's dealing with traumatic brain injury that limits what he's able to do. Saturn was spotted by Bill Apter Saturday at a House of Hardcore event and told the journalist he's mainly been dealing with brain injuries since they last spoke a few years ago. The wrestler says dealing with the symptoms is all he currently does, but luckily his faith and family are helping get through the difficult injury. Perry adds, it's a struggle right now. I don't remember this guy.
I don't either.
But there was a picture of him before, back in the day. And I mean, he's big, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now, it doesn't even look like the same guy. So if you guys are fans of him, don't even look at that picture. It's depressing. He looks bad. So Godspeed and whatnot. Hopefully it gets better. Suspended WWE star Paige has broken her silence on Alberto Del Rio's release by posting a photo of a new tattoo she seemingly got in his honor. You want me to do what?
Say that again.
Alberto Del Rio.
You're going to make her moist.
Yeah, I made her moist.
No.
That's not what that was. Oh, thanks. The tattoo. Yeah. Yay. The tattoo is located on her ribs and simply says Alberto, which is Del Rio's actual middle name. She included a caption which read, "When you love someone so much, you give it all for," not the expression, no, literally give it all for. The quote. Bye, baby.
Bye.
The quote appears to resemble the Eminem lyric from the song When I'm Gone. It's worth noting that the track is apparently about the rapper's life as a celebrity interfering with his family, which is another reason Del Rio claimed he wanted out of WWE. It could also be why he has announced he'll be wrestling for the company Paige's family runs in England. So he's nailing her and going to get a job.
Cool.
So, yeah, it's like a win-win for him. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd tell the WWE to shove it up their butts.
But
I've only got one sports thing. The latest round of athlete protests during the playing of the national anthem came Wednesday against the backdrop of recent fatal shooting of black men, Googles, by the police in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Charlotte, North Carolina. Before a win-or-go-home WNBA playoff game against the Phoenix Mercury in Indianapolis on Wednesday, every Indiana Dyke player knelt and linked arms as a national anthem played.
Yep, I saw that.
Congratulations. Nobody watches your shit anyway. And the only way to get any sort of publicity is to fucking do that.
Yeah.
Niggers. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't say niggers anymore. You got to say Googles.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah.
You see that? Yeah. 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 Wow. That pisses me off. Yeah. You know what? And was the field house, was it taxpayer funded? Like, the football stadium, like Lucas Oil?
I think so.
See, that if it was privately funded, I get it. Yeah. You know, it's like, I don't know, a business. You know, it's privately funded. There's certain things, you know, we don't want you to do this because of blah, blah, blah. But if you're funded by the government, especially with taxpayer dollars, you're going to fucking get the hottest girls out there to do what we want you to, you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And if that means fucking pray and worship the God who blessed America, then goddamn it, you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Even though I don't believe in any of that shit.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's like
Donnie Baker had released a video about the Indiana Fever, about this kneeling thing. It's pretty funny.
It's, yeah. Just like my old man used to say, you don't shit where you eat. Yeah. When in Rome, you know, all that good shit. You're here. You like it here. You make the best of what you have. You know, I don't get it. Fuck sports. Motherfuckers watching sports. And they still watch sports. See, that's what I don't understand. Motherfuckers still watch this shit.
Yeah.
They'll bitch and fucking moan about it, but they'll still watch it. Oh, they're watching the fucking game today. Is there a game today? NFL?
I don't know.
The motherfuckers are going to be watching it. These goddamn motherfuckers better start praying. They'll still watch it and spend money to go see the goddamn games, cocksuckers. Okay, I'm done. Video games. Oculus Rift creator Palmer Luckey has released a statement following the news that emerged this week that he reportedly funded a pro-Donald Trump political group that's behind shit-posting memes about Hillary Clinton. In his statement, posted on Facebook, Lucky said that he's deeply sorry that his actions are negatively impacting the perception of Oculus and its partners. So he's pro Trump. He donated money. Motherfuckers got shitty.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Let's see. This is for all the people that still have No Man's Sky. There's been very little word from Hello Games as late regarding what's happening with No Man's Sky. A surprise patch showed up today out of nowhere, resolving bugs and dealing with other issues. After not tweeting in almost a month, that's awesome. Its last message was on August 27th. Hello Games today sent out a pair of messages. The first announced the release of update 109, which is now available on PC and PS4. Patch notes were shared for the PS4 and PC versions individually. However, both sets of notes are identical, with platform-specific changes being listed in both. With this update installed, No Man's Sky should be now be better about, wow, they fucking wrote that bad. Recovering corrupted saves. Players shouldn't be able to miss out on antimatter blueprints that leave them stranded, and performance improvements come in a number of places. Are they going to make it like they said they were going to make it?
No.
Yeah. That's, wow. Man, they fucked up. That could have been game of the year, and they fucked it up.
Yeah, there was a lot of shit, like, before it came out. Like, a lot of hype.
You know what? And I didn't really understand the hype until I bought it. I played it, and I was like, oh, that's, you know, it's not bad. This isn't bad. And then it was, you know, I saw what it was going to be. I was like, oh, shit, this is awesome. And then it would never happen. They're like, oh, no, it's not going to happen. So, Amazon, I got my full money back on it.
Good.
So, yeah, it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was cool. They didn't fuck me, or I didn't get fucked. So, let's see. With Battlefield 1's release coming up, EA has now provided more details on the game's Xbox One and PC Play first trial for EA Origin Access subscribers. So if you have Origin, you can download the game, or well, the demo or whatever. A 10-hour trial for the game comes to Xbox One and PC on October 13th for EA and Origin Access subscribers. More than a week before the game becomes available publicly, damn, there will be 5 maps and 4 modes featured in the trial version to start. The full list is below. You can also check out the campaign missions Storm of Steel and Through Mud and Blood. What are you doing? Whoa, your shit's fucking up again.
What the hell? I'm not even doing.
Yeah, you're gonna have to. Shit.
Must be something in the connection.
Yeah. Whoa.
I can hear it. I'm not even moving.
Moving around or something. Whoa. Okay. That's it.
Am I good now?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. Can you be for the technical difficulties?
Fuck that. I'll just edit it out. What do you got for movie or music?
I have a little bit. Do you remember Coolio?
Yes.
Well, he's a professional Google.
Oh. Yes, he is.
Coolio was arrested at LAX for having a loaded, stolen gun.
Of course he did. Shoot him.
He and his bodyguard were detained at LAPD's Pacific Station. His bodyguard was released with no charges, and Coolio was later released on a $37,808 bail.
Damn, Niggle? I mean, Google?
He didn't wait long to make the incident public. He released a video statement about the little misunderstanding, as he calls it, saying he said he is fine and he appreciates everyone's concerns.
Oh my god.
Yeah. A loaded gun.
Yeah, that's great. At the airport.
Yeah.
A brown guy with a weapon.
Yeah.
At an airport. That makes total sense.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Somebody else tried to play it off as theirs. It was in a bag. They ran through x-rays.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
But he got caught.
Sure.
Ghost has a new nameless ghoul. They don't like to publicize who they are or whatever.
Sure.
But their new one is a female bass player.
Oh yeah?
It's Megan Thomas, the bassist from Led Zeppelin. And she's from an all-female Led Zeppelin tribute band from New York.
Oh. All right. Never heard of them.
Yeah, they figured it out because they don't publicize it. They figured it out because of a tattoo on her hand.
Oh. That's awesome.
My next story, Tim Lambesis, former frontman of As I Lay Dying. I think I reported a while back that he was arrested and convicted of solicitation of murder of his now ex-wife. Because apparently they got divorced after he tried to kill her.
Sure.
Well, now he is attempting to sue two Southern California detention facilities for $35 million.
All right.
For denying him prescriptions and gross negligence. He claims he was denied anastrozole.
What the hell is that?
It's a drug. It offsets the side effects of withdrawal from anabolic steroids.
Oh.
Yeah. He said he suffers exponential terror from the potential development of man boobs.
Oh! Yeah, because you don't want man boobs in prison.
No, that'd be bad. The punitive damages have been dismissed already, but the negligence claim is waiting to be tried.
So all right.
He's probably going to get his fucking money.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, he's going to get man titties, too.
Fuck him.
And my last story, the Eagles may return with the son of Glenn Frey. You know,
why can't they just fucking die?
I don't know. I just hate the fucking Eagles, man.
I just hate the fucking Eagles, man. Are you making fun of my music?
They said a while back after Glenn died that they were going to stop touring and stop making music, but apparently they don't want to.
Money.
Yeah. Yeah, Don Henley's like, I need some fucking money.
I like Don Henley, though.
Yeah, he was okay.
He's all right for a light rock band.
Oh.
But he's not on my list, so.
Not mine either.
He's special to me. I don't put him on a list.
That's gay.
Yeah, I know.
That's all I got.
That's all you got?
Yep.
All right, my Googles. We got a little surprise for you. Since our list is light rock bands, I decided to go with some fucking death clock.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Mermaider, mermaider, mermaider.
Thank you. it's Mike from The Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with The Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
Hey, you. Yeah, you over there. If you're into professional wrestling, heavy metal music, and getting hammered, Neckbreaker Podcast was designed just for you.
Wrestling headlines, metal panels, and guest interviews with past alumni, including Suffocation, Eric Bischoff, Hammerfall, Chris Jericho, and many more.
Grab a 30 rack and listen to Neckbreaker on iTunes, The Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher Radio, The Blast Syndicate, or just grab the episodes right now from neckbreaker.net. Cheers and beers.
What?
What's up, everybody? It's the Impact player, Mr. Phil Ray, inviting all of you to join myself and my co-host, Kid Human, as we are from the current to the way back, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every Friday at 9 p.m. on RantEMRadio.com, part of the Shining Wizards Network. You can go get our stuff at TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, Stitcher, iTunes, Audio Boom, GeekLifeRadio.com, and search Turnbuckle Throwbacks on the TuneIn app.
If you're looking for hot, wet, sizzling wrestling talk, you need to listen to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Sport hot studs from New Jersey, guaranteed to satisfy your cardinal wrestling desires. Listen to them on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audioboo, and the Shining Wizards Network. Visit them at shiningwizards.com. It's wrestling talk. Ooh, and talk about wrestling.
Yeah, I pooped.
You pooped. Look at the poop. All right. We're back. Let's do... You want to do fan casting first?
Sure.
Okay. This week, we're fan casting Stand By Me. It's a beautiful...
Yeah, we are.
It's a beautiful story of love lost and bodies found. Get it?
Yeah.
Hello? Am I on?
Is this thing on?
All right. Who's your Gordy LaChance?
Gordy LaChance. Fenn Wolfhard. He's from Stranger Things.
Oh, that's good. Mine is Jace Norman.
That's good, Jim.
Chris Chambers.
Dylan Sprayberry.
That works. Mine was Jack Griffo. I kind of went older, but my older assholes are older. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's see. Teddy Duchamp.
Gaten Matarazzo. He's also from Stranger Things.
Oh. I went Cameron Boyce.
Oh, yeah, that's good too.
Bern Tessio.
Bradley Stephen Perry.
Is he fat?
I don't remember. I can't remember where I got him from.
Because I went Brett Kelly.
Yeah.
From Bad Santa, because he's a little fat kid. Ace Merrill.
I got Gig Morton.
I went with Miles Teller.
Bradley Stephen Perry is from Good Luck Charlie.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Billy Tessio.
Cole Sprouse.
Oh, that's pretty good. I went Brady Corbett, whoever that is.
Yeah.
Charlie Hogan.
Dominique Scott K.
I don't know who that is.
I can't remember either.
My Charlie Hogan was Jesse Plemons, some sort of actor.
Yeah.
Kid.
Yeah.
Let's do Eyeball Chambers.
Kanan Weeb.
Okay.
Tough looking kid.
Aaron Taylor Johnson. Johnson. Vince Desjardins.
Jonathan Morgan Height.
I went Chris Colfer. I don't know any of these fucking people. And
I need to write down where they came from.
Mr. LaChance.
Mr. LaChance, I got Crispin Glover.
Oh, that's so good. God damn it. I went with Jeff Bridges.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
God damn it. I love Crispin Glover. He can do fucking anything he wants. All right. Top 10 light rock bands.
Yeah.
Or groups or person or this was chosen by Timmy because he's a homo. Who's your number 10?
Journey
did not make my list. I went Captain and Tennille. Number 9,
Bryan Adams.
God damn it, Brian's not on there. I went Mike and the Mechanics.
Oh yeah.
Number 8,
Billy Joel.
Oh, that Jew didn't make it. America.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Number 7.
Genesis.
Oh, good. That's so good. Genesis didn't make it. I went Richard Marx. Number 6.
Michael Bolton.
Yeah, I didn't have him on there for good reason. REO Speedwagon.
Nice.
Number 5.
Air Supply.
Didn't make the list. It was too gay. I went with Toto.
Oh, yeah.
Number 4.
Fleetwood Mac.
Nah, it's my number 4, too, you fucker.
Yeah.
Number 3.
Hall & Oates.
Oh, higher on the list. I went with Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Number 2.
Elton John.
Oh, that's so good. My number 2 is Hall & Oates.
Nice.
Number 1. I'm excited.
Number 1. Phil Collins.
That is good. I went The Carpenters.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about them.
I love the fucking Carpenters. I don't care what anybody says. Karen Carpenter, hands down, greatest female vocalist of all time. For reals.
Okay.
Fuck you. Don't give me that. Questions?
Questions.
You have them?
I have them.
Let's do it.
Okay. This is okay. From the guy who does questions every week.
Roboto.
Yep. We've seen a lot of costumes / powers for Mario. What are your favorites? And if you could make a new one, what would you create? My favorites are Tanuki and Hammer Brothers suit from Mario 3, Ice Power / Penguin Suit from New Super Mario Bros. Wii, Boomerang Bro from Super Mario 3D Land for 3DS.
I like Tanuki.
I like the Tanuki suit too.
Because it was so hard to get.
Yeah, there was only like one place you could get it in Mario 3.
I couldn't... Wasn't there like one other suit that was impossible to get? I can't think of what it was.
I think that's the Hammer Brothers.
Yeah. And the shoe. You could be in the shoe. The boot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was cool. Where you couldn't get eaten by the little flower things.
Yeah. Fuckers. All right. Next question.
He said he would create a karate power for Mario. So what kind of power would we create?
Fucking Ragu power.
Ragu? Like, what? Like spaghetti sauce?
Yes. Because he's a dirty wop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Al dente power?
Yes. you would take of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awful. Next.
When I come back to the show next Sunday, how bad will it go downhill?
Fuck you.
Oh, fuck you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually,
badass.
It'll be wonderful.
Yeah, it will be because, it'll last a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Even though he did say that listener numbers were up.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I don't see how that happened, but hey, fuck it. I'll take it.
They wanted to see how bad we were going to tank.
Yeah, and we didn't, motherfuckers.
We're kicking ass.
I kept it real.
Duh.
I said Google a lot of times.
Googles.
Fucking Googles.
Will there be a eulogy for Tank?
Tank.
I'm not sure.
Yes.
I think it's the wrestler that died.
Oh, yes.
I don't know much about this. Maybe we'll leave this question for next week for Justin.
Yeah. It's a definite. I don't know.
Yep.
Next.
Thoughts on Tulsa and Charlotte? Go.
Googles. All of them. Googles.
Yeah. I'm not sure what he's talking about.
All the Googles down there burning the place down.
No. Don't do that.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Who cares? I didn't even see the guy.
I didn't either.
Don't do it here.
Yeah, please don't.
It'll get ugly here.
Here's a series of questions from Justin Anderson.
Oh!
Why is Russia hacking everything?
Because they're good at it, and that's what they do.
Yeah, that's what Russia does. They just do stuff because they want to.
Yeah, let them. Fuck it.
Just how evil is Hillary?
Very.
Yeah, she's pretty evil. She might be a robot.
How you can honestly want to vote for her with all the shit that she's done?
You have to be blind.
I do not understand this. There are just blind zealots out there who are just sheep. They're lemmings. They bitch about how bad Trump is, but he isn't even nearly as bad as Hillary.
Yeah.
Is he just a regular politician asshole? Yes. He really is. They're all like that. But Hillary is the top tier of being a fucking shady, goddamn political asshole.
He's no more money hungry than the rest of them.
Yeah, no shit.
He's just famous.
Yeah. Yeah. Just.
He's a little bit insane.
Well,
and
you know.
Next question. Just how insane is Trump?
I don't think he's as crazy as people make him out to be. In fact, I wish he was fucking psychotic.
Yeah.
I hope he buries that bitch at the debates. I hope he makes her cry. I hope he makes her walk off stage. That's how crazy I want him to be.
Yeah.
I don't want him apologizing for shit. I don't want him even... She fell the other day, and he put out something on Twitter or something that, you know, I hope she's doing okay. Like, yeah. Extending an olive... Don't do that! Don't be nice! Yeah. Fuck you! Get out there and fucking rip her goddamn head off.
He's a way better talker than she is.
Yeah. Absolutely. And they're bitching about how he interprets facts and whatnot. I'm like, are you kidding me? You're bitching about him misinterpreting facts?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Blind.
If a cop tells you to do something and you don't and get shot, why should anyone feel bad for you?
They don't, generally.
Yeah, nobody would feel bad for me, probably, if I was not doing something the cop said.
If it's a white guy, say it happens here. Okay. Generally, most of them were like, oh, that guy? Yeah, he was a shithead.
Yeah.
Yeah, why didn't he just do what they said? You know? Cops
If it was me, I would just do what he said. But if I didn't and got shot, I don't know.
I mean, cops
feel bad for me because I'm a chubby white guy.
Even though fucking cops, man. I don't know. Both sides are kind of scary at this point. I'm scared, honestly.
I don't know why anyone should feel bad for me.
I love you. Is that good?
Yeah, because people love me. That's why.
Yeah, we love you, you asshole. Next question.
What happened to the Mohawk?
That's not my question.
I know. It went into hibernation.
And you have it back, apparently.
It's back now. I do it in the fall. I don't like to have it in the summertime because I don't want a sunburnt head.
You are awesome.
Yeah, I try to be.
Fucking Mohawk asshole. Faggot.
Thank you for that.
Next.
Okay, next. What are the best first-person shooters that everyone missed?
When?
I'm assuming that he's saying which ones do people not know about that are really good?
Oh, Time Splitters. That's a really good set of games.
Yeah.
Geez, I don't know. 13's pretty good if you can find it. I don't know anymore.
I don't know either.
I'm sorry.
What are the best platformers that everyone missed? RPGs?
Chrono Trigger?
Oh, I have no idea.
What was that game for NES? It was awesome. A yo-yo. You had a yo-yo as a weapon. Star Tropics. Yeah, get Star Tropics. Fucking Star Tropics is awesome.
Name a game system that everyone missed and name three good games for them.
Oh, Jesus, man. TurboGrafx-16 was pretty good. It had Bonk and two other ones I can't think of right off the top of my head, but they were cool.
I have no idea. Sega Saturn?
I don't know. You know, I saw this video the other day. It was, what was better, this Atari 7800 or the NES? And there was a port of a game, I forget what it was called, that it was the NES and the Atari against each other, and the Atari's graphics were better. The Atari 7800.
It's crazy.
It is nuts. They came out around the same time, but nobody really put any effort into, you know, Atari. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't realize the games looked that fucking good. I mean, it did. It looked really good. I was like, that's an Atari? What the fuck, man? That's crazy. Okay, next.
This is from Tony.
Oh, dicks.
Did you guys have a chance to check out any of the websites from the North Korea, or from North Korea, not the North Korea, from North Korea when they accidentally allowed global access to them last week?
No.
Some of them are still open. When they realize this, how many people will Kim Jong-un kill for it? The list is here, and he sent a link.
He's going to go after the people who did it?
Yeah, like the...
Or the list of web pages that are still open.
A list of web pages that are still open.
Holy shit. I don't know.
It's on GitHub.
I'm going to have to check that out.
North Korea DNS leak.
That's awesome. I'll have to check that out. Hopefully there's some dick pics in there for you, buddy.
Oh, I hope not.
Well, he likes dick pics.
So they accidentally allowed global access to some North Korean websites.
Yeah, the DNS. What did you say? It was a dynamic name server attack? Or?
Yeah, it just says North Korea DNS leak.
Okay. I don't know. I'll have to check that out.
I clicked on it. Hopefully I don't get murdered.
Who cares? What's he going to do? Throw kimchi at you?
Ooh, that's gross.
I like it.
Dirty.
You don't like kimchi?
It's fucking gross.
It's fucking good.
No. It's like fermented cabbage.
Yeah, and it's delicious. It's hot. It's spicy. I would eat kimchi out of his asshole.
Oh, gross.
It's good. It's delicious.
I don't want to click anymore on that website because I don't understand it.
Oh. Translate it.
No, it's in English. I just... None of it really makes sense. It's not a list. It's not simple, so I'm not clicking on it.
Oh, yeah. You're not very smart.
Yeah.
I know. I put Linux on your laptop, and you're like, duh.
Hey, it's working right now.
Yeah, it works fucking great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, from Tony.
Oh, shit.
Girth, length, or both?
Both?
I don't have either, so...
I don't either. I'd like to have more girth.
Yeah, I'd say girth over length.
But I've been told that from a psychology point of view, that all guys look at it and think it's tiny. But in actuality...
Yeah, I've heard that too.
But in actuality, you know, you could be hurting your partner because it's so big.
Yeah, if you got like length but no girth, like a pencil dick.
Yeah.
That's no good. You're going to hit the bottom.
Yeah, you're going to bottom out. Where did I read that the average depth of a female vagina as
it's
opposed
like four
to the male
inches.
Yeah, it's 4 inches as opposed to the male vagina is it's like 4 inches. So
yeah, male vaginas are a lot deeper.
Yeah, you got to go. You need girth. I want more girth. I want to break her fucking hips.
Yeah, just split her in half.
Yeah, I want to break your hips, Tony. I mean, wait, what?
Ooh.
Whoa! It got weird.
Make it so he has to wear a diaper.
Yo. he doesn't fart anymore. The only thing he gets is... That's gross. Next!
That's all the questions we have.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
End it on a dick question.
Oh. We gotta have the dick questions.
Yeah.
If I ever thought Tony was actually serious, you know, talking about penises and whatnot.
You're gonna send him dick pics?
I probably will. I might.
That's cool.
They're not gonna be mine though.
Of course not. You don't put your own dick on me.
No, I'm gonna put, well, it's gonna say my dick, but it's not gonna be mine.
My dick?
It's gonna be like Lexington Steel's.
Oh yeah, it'll be black.
Yeah, but I'll say it's mine.
Yeah, you just got extra tan on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I spilled coffee on it. It's extra dark.
That's awful.
You're gross.
God.
All right. You got anything else?
No.
Well,
I don't.
Stay frosty, people. Stay out of urban areas. Start growing a garden. Hell, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Shit's getting crazy.
Cut your hair into a mohawk.
Don't do it. God damn it.
And then post it on Facebook.
Don't do it. Shave your head and fucking put a swastika on the back of it. Just don't fucking... Don't make a mohawk. Don't do that. Oh, my God. Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
Well, good. That's all I got, too. From Timmy and Justin and Skeets, I'm Vince, and we will see you next week with Fatty. I hope. Because it has been a goddamn pain in the ass to do this, motherfucker.
Yeah, we need Vince, or we need Justin.
Yeah. He's like our...
That's all the shit.
He's like our Oracle.
We probably missed so much shit.
Yeah.
In the 3 weeks we've been doing this by ourselves.
He's like our Oracle from Batman. You know, he can't move. And he's on the computer.
He works on this shit like all week.
Yeah.
I worked on it this morning.
I worked on mine yesterday. Whee! Oh, shit. All right, Googles. We're out.
Later, my Googles.